Thank you for holding. This is Tarnisha with the fraud department. Allow me one moment as I get your account pulled up. Verify that first and last name for me, please.
Richard Dunham.
All right, and can I get you to verify that shipping address as well for me, please?
My address is 286 Magnolia Drive, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731.
All right, thank you for that. I'm just waiting for everything to load up here, okay?
I guess so.
All right, so they sent you over for fraud on today, and this is for the charge of $56.95 from back on the 28th of November, correct?
I didn't have any charge of that. When I went on that day, it was because Lowe's had sent me something.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I went on for. And I was supposed to pay because I had been picked as a winner. I was supposed to pay $2. That's the only thing I authorized, the $2. And they were supposed to be sending me a drill set or something. There was no other amounts on there for charges or anything else that went with it.
Okay, and during that time, did you click on their terms and conditions to make sure there was nothing else attached to it?
No, I did not. I just went with what it said. It
gotcha.
Didn't say anything about terms and conditions.
Yes, sir. The terms and conditions would have been present on the webpage, but you would have had to actually click on it so you can view over the full offer. So what I'm looking at on the account, it looks like what was actually accepted was a drawing at your chance to win the drill. So basically you was a participant at a chance to win the drill. So the $7.95 was like an entry fee for it, and it was on a 3-day trial period. So if you no longer want to be a part of the drawing for that drill, you can cancel during that time.
There wasn't anything come up about that kind of thing on the thing when I did it at the time. There was a $2 charge. That's all there was. That's all I was expecting. And now my bank account, they blocked my bank account because the charge on there isn't a charge that I accepted.
Okay. Excuse me. All right, so it looks like instead of fraud, it looks like it was just a misunderstanding with the offer. So what I'll go ahead and do is I will grant a courtesy refund for you on today. Allow it 2 to 3 business days to show back up into your account. We have gotten the account canceled for you. That will put a stop to anything else from coming from this merchant.
So that'll take the $7.95 plus whatever that $59 or $56 or whatever it was?
And that is correct.
Off of that thing. Okay, I appreciate that very much. I'm sorry there was a misunderstanding, but I never got any more than a $2. That's all it was supposed to be.
Yes, sir. Anytime that you accept those type of offers, which they usually come by email, excuse me, if you look at the offer and pay attention at the bottom, it will tell you that you're a participant instead of a winner. And then when you click on the offers, if it have you do a survey, be mindful that each survey that you do, that the free offers and free gifts that are offered at the end are through different online merchants, and each of them have their own set of terms and conditions and rules. And make sure that you actually click on their terms, because it's only when you
Oh,
click
you
on their
only
terms
ever
when you
done
have
two,
the
didn't you?
full offer.
Anything like this that comes up from Lowe's, Home Depot, or any place like that, I know they're a bunch of crooks and not do it. It's as easy as that. It's really not a contest that you're actually going to buy something from them for a bunch of money. So therefore, I won't ever do it again. Because this is ridiculous to have to go through as much hassle if I had to go through for this stupid thing because the bank froze my account.
I totally understand, sir. Excuse me.
But I thank you and I appreciate your understanding.
You're welcome. And did you receive a cancellation number?
I should have received it by now. There, wait a minute, that might be it right there. Nope, that's trivia, boss. I have no idea what that's about either. No, there is nothing else came up.
All right, I'll be more than happy to give it to you over the phone.
A second. Okay.
It's going to be C as in Charlie, 262-8-9-2-9-7-9.
All right.
All right. Well, thank you for calling customer support, and you do have a happy holiday, sir.
You also, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Good night.